This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with sportscaster John Minko about this season's college season, especially how it affects Army at West Point. But first, a college son hasn't called mom, who then posted a video saying, "Do you remember me? I gave birth to you." Ann Pinto McCartney hadn't spoken to her son since he started his freshman year of college. So the Pennsylvania woman posted a video clip in which she tries to guilt her 18-year-old son Liam into calling her. She even offers a step-by-step guide to dialing a phone just in case he forgot how to use one. A doomsday pastor says the end of the world will take place next Monday, the 28th. The pastor says the super blood moon on September 28th means the apocalypse will take place. It'll be the fourth lunar eclipse in 2 years. Would you have a dead loved one's tattoo put in a frame? A tattoo artist has launched a new service where he removes inked skin from dead people and preserves them for their relatives. The tattoo artist launched Save My Ink and has already done 22 tattoos. The skin is put through a chemical and enzyme process to permanently alter the chemical structure of the tissue to stop it from decaying. Sportscaster John Minko does the pregame show for the Army West Point football team just before the team lost a heartbreaker on a last-second field goal by Wake Forest. I caught up with John.
What do you think so far of this college football season?
Well, obviously, early on, Black Knights in need of a victory. Wake Forest in need of a victory as well as we get ready for this football game. The Black Knights 0-2, you know what? They've lost two games by a combined 7 points, so obviously that tells you that both games could have gone the other way, and so the Black Knights got to look to get it on the positive ledger, and you know what? It would be huge to get that victory going into Eastern Michigan in Ypsilanti next week.
Yeah, they have a pretty tough schedule. I know some of the other home games include Duke. That's not an easy team to beat for Army, right?
No, Duke, you know, the last few years, Duke has really elevated their football program. Cutcliffe has done an excellent job. He coached both Mannings, Tennessee, and of course at Ole Miss, and certainly he knows his way with quarterbacks. But you're right. You know, when several years ago, you know, teams like, you know, Duke and Northwestern and Oregon State and Kansas State, they were perennial teams that would lose a lot more than they would win, but certainly in recent years, those programs have certainly made major turnarounds.
How about your impression so far of this Army team, 0-2 coming into today?
Well, you know what? I think there are a lot of things that have been positive the last couple of weeks. I think that's the tone that Coach Jeff Munkin had during the course of this week heading into the game against Wake Forest, and that has been to really emphasize the positives that have gone on. And even though the record is at 0-2, there are a lot of positives to build on. It is a young team. There is a lack of depth on the defensive side of the football, but it is a young team. Third game for Bradshaw at quarterback. So there are certainly a lot of positives. And, you know, Wake Forest may be out of the ACC, but it is a program that over the last few years, especially last year, that Army felt that they could come away with a victory. And I'm sure this is a game in which both teams think that they can win.
Four more Saturday home games here at Mikey Stadium. Tell everybody listening across the country who are listening to this what it's like here at West Point on football Saturday.
It is one of the great atmospheres, Mike, in college football. I mean, plain and simple. You know what? College football is built on tradition. Whether it's Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan, Nebraska, you know, and you know, down in the SEC, all of that. And college football is built on tradition. And no better than it is here at the United States Military Academy.
Give everybody a picture of what it's like here on Football Saturday, the surroundings and the atmosphere.
Especially with the fall foliage in October, it is a must hit. But you know what, though? Of course, there's the football game, and that's why you're coming. But it's about the experience. You have to come early. You have to experience the tailgating. You have to go to the military parade. And then you have to appreciate when you see the skydivers come into the Grand Arena, which is Mikey Stadium, and just, you know, sit back sometimes and reflect on the players that have come before these players, the history of West Point football, and basically look at these individuals and know that they're out there to protect you as they move forward upon graduation.
Well, John Minko, thank you so much. We wish you all the best this season.
Great working with you, Mike.
With sportscaster John Minko, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. The Fitzgerald Company lost 660 of its 1,000 employees when a plane hit the World Trade Center in the September 11th terrorist attacks. The firm filed a $1 billion lawsuit seeking damages from American Airlines on the grounds the airline was negligent by failing to detect the hijackers, thereby allowing them to board and hijack the aircraft. How did this case turn out? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
To avoid a trial and the question, how did terrorists get through security, American Airlines settled out of court for $135 million. And that's the final verdict.
Faith Green. Harrison with you. Take Paul McCartney's brand new Lexus LS600H hybrid, flown to him from Tokyo to London, ruining any environmental gains that might have been made by driving a hybrid in the first place. Whether or not a 5.0-liter V8 19-mile-per-gallon luxury behemoth really exemplifies the spirit of a hybrid is another question altogether. And fuel efficiency for that 5,966-mile flight? 4 miles per gallon. That means McCartney's new Lexus Hybrid got 4 miles per gallon for the first 5,966 miles of its life, without ever starting up or even getting the chance to enjoy its V8 glory on the open road. The carbon blunder equivalent of driving around the world 6 times.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.